WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In 1970, trumpeter Miles Davis sometimes played rock venues with an electric band that mixed the jazz and pop music of its time. These days, that description might fit the Chicago Underground Quartet, who record for a rock label and play rock and roll bars. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the two bands sound very different, but then jazz and pop aren't what they were 30 years ago either.
Back in 1970, rock was deep into improvisation. Musicians like Hendrix and Cream had ushered in the long, bluesy jam, conceptual cousin to Miles Davis's long, modal improvisations years earlier. In 1970, James Brown's choppy funk rhythms were in vogue, too. That was the context when the quiet trumpeter became the loudest man in jazz. There's plenty of electric Miles out, but a newly issued concert recording from the Fillmore East in March 1970 blows much of it away. Saxophonist Wayne Shorter was about to leave Miles after 5.5 years. The caffeinated rhythm trio was drummer Jack DeJohnette, Chick Corea on electric piano, and bassist Dave Holland, also heard on wah-wah bass guitar. Pop music rarely tolerates improvisation for long. A slew of endless live rock albums killed off jamming in the 70s. Nowadays, rock and pop tend to be more disciplined and controlled. Jazz, too. So, imagine the sound of modern improvisers influenced by a pop environment where songs are built in discrete layers, electronics add a cool veneer, and dance rhythms draw on hip-hop loops, old Euro disco, and loping Jamaican dub records. Chicago Underground Quartet from their untitled CD on Thrill Jockey. Some call this ambient jazz, by analogy with old Brian Eno records like Music for Airports, sonic mobiles you could listen to or let blend with the wallpaper. To make unobtrusive music that doesn't snooze is as confining and challenging as getting dressed in an upper berth. Such music is often bad, but there's something about the Chicago Underground I like. They show how digital rhythms and modern recording techniques can influence how live musicians play, but there are enough human touches or twitches to keep it from sounding robotic. Guitarist Jeff Parker's Three in the Morning is dominated by a simple pentatonic riff, but he and cornetist Rob Mazurek and bassist Noel Coopersmith put their stamp on it by improvising in small bursts. They leapfrog each other. Thank you. If Electric Miles risked going too far, the Chicago Underground doesn't always go far enough. I wish some compositions had more substance, sending the quartet someplace besides twice around the block. There are some dabs of free jazz to open things up, but even those episodes sound constrained. The Chicago Underground's whole concept is deliberately ambiguous. Even the size of the band varies, from a so-called orchestra to the duo of horn player Mazurek and drummer and vibraphonist Chad Taylor. Their stuff isn't quite foreground or background music, electric or acoustic, free or programmed, jazz or whatever. That's not ambient, that's ambivalent. Sometimes, the fabric is so fragile, it could tear at any time. So whenever they lay it out without mishap, it's a small triumph. Small, but real.
Kevin Whitehead is currently living in Chicago.